It is dawn, April 12, 1981, at the Kennedy Space Center. Standing proudly at Launch Pad 39A, America's first space shuttle, the Columbia, is ready for liftoff. Years of hard work, research, and development have led to this moment in history. Weighing more than 4.5 million pounds, the 122-foot-long spaceship will need all the energy from her main engines, as well as the solid-fuel booster rockets, to thrust her up through the Florida sky toward her final orbit, 170 miles above the Earth. In the cockpit, faces turned skyward. Astronauts John W. Young and Robert L. Crippen are busy checking and rechecking the hundreds of instruments and computer readouts. It is T-minus 9 minutes, and the tension is mounting.
We're at T-minus 9 minutes and holding. This is the final 10-minute build-in hold. All personnel in the firing room have been asked to remain seated, and no smoking rule has gone into effect through the launch. T-minus 9 minute and holding. This is shuttle launch control.
Okay, CDR pilot, this is the launch director. You copy me, John?
Yeah, I'm clear, Jordan. Sound correct.
Hey, I have a message here for both of you from the president. I'm going to read it. You go forward this morning in a daring enterprise, and you take the hopes and prayers of all Americans with you. You go in the hand of God and draw on the courage of life. Our countryman and poet, William Cullen Bryant, once said, America is where mankind throws off its last fetter. With your exploits, we lose one more. Who, he said, shall place a limit to the giant's strength or curb his swiftness in the forward race? Through you today, we all feel as giants once again. Once again, we feel a surge of pride that comes from knowing we are the first and we are the best, and we are so because we are free. For all Americans, Nancy and I thank you and the thousands of others who have worked to make this day possible. As you hurtle from Earth in a craft unlike any other ever constructed, you will do so in a feat of American technology and American will. May God bless you, and may God bring you safely home to us again. That's the end of the message. John, we can't do more from the launch team than say we sure wish you an awful lot of luck. We're with you 1,000%, and we're awful proud of being a part of it. Good luck, sir.
Trip, I'm mighty proud to work with you, fellas. You're absolutely professional. The best there is. And that's a mighty fine speech, and we sure appreciate it.
T-minus 1 minute, 20 seconds, and counting. We can see the purges of the main engine as we prepare for ignition. T-minus 1 minute, 10 seconds, and counting. Liquid hydrogen tank is at flight pressure. T-minus 1 minute, mark and counting. The firing system for the sound suppression water will be armed in just a couple seconds from now. It has been armed. T-minus 45 seconds and counting. T-minus 40 seconds and counting. The development flight instrumentation recorders are on. T-minus 35 seconds. We're just a few seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer. T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant set sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15, 14, 13, T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start. 0. And we have liftoff. Liftoff of America's first space shuttle. And the shuttle has cleared the tower. Thank you.
bright and shiny beach. The other side of the water is always out of reach. So we fill our little boats with dreams and set them out to sea.
Seconds. Columbia's main engine slowly being throttled back now. Should be throttled at 65% at 6 seconds before main engine cutoff. Status check in the control center.
Columbia Houston, you're go at 8.
Mark 8 minutes, 4 seconds. Columbia now 63 nautical miles in altitude, 606 nautical miles downrange. Mark 8 minutes 15 seconds. Columbia now 63 nautical miles in altitude, 650 nautical miles downrange. Standing by now for main engine cutoff.
Orbital 25670 up at
220
feet per second.
Roger, Columbia,
amigo. Confirm shutdown. Columbia, the gem of this new ocean now in space.
Report that the first television transmission
should be received at 1 hour, 36 minutes, 22 seconds. This the payload bay door opening. This will occur over the states. We also have a report from the surgeon that it had external tank separation. Heart rates read as follows for Commander John Young, 110. And for pilot Bob Crippen, 130.
During the television broadcast to Earth, the astronauts, as well as their ground crew, made a disturbing discovery. A few of the nearly 31,000 heat-shielding tiles that covered the Columbia's aluminum skin had fallen off during the launch. Without the tiles to shield the ship from the high temperatures they will experience upon re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere, the Columbia could easily burn up. But if there was concern in Houston and on board the Columbia, you couldn't tell it from the conversation.
Hello, Columbia. We're talking to you through Madrid. Have you for about 3.5 minutes, and the picture looks great.
Roger that.
And we do have a couple of flight notes we'd like to pass and also let you know that you're go for item 48.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate that. The doors are all opened up and hunky-dory. We're now ready to proceed with red deployment.
Roger.
Shuttle Control Houston, we show both payload bay doors open.
Okay, what camera are y'all looking at right now? Do you know?
Roger, we're looking at out the forward camera.
Okay, we want to show y'all spots here. We do have a few tiles missing off of both of them, off of the starboard pod. It's got basically what looks appears to be three tile and some smaller pieces. And off the port pod, looks like I see one that's full square and looks like a few little triangular shapes missing. And we're trying to put that on TV right now.
Roger, Drip, we can see that good.
Report from John Young showing a few of the missing tiles. Also, he reported.
And Columbia, we're 30 seconds from LOS. We'll see you at the Indy at 2+12.
Right, Dan, we'll see you there.
And the radiators look good.
Glad to deploy, right on time.
Also reported that the tiles on the wing appeared, their wings appeared to be intact.
We think you're doing great work also.
Hey, Hank, I guarantee you, it's worth all the time you and I have been waiting for.
Did you ever get a chance to look at the teleprinter messages?
No, I haven't, Henry. I put that out to priority after eating chow. We have
some of the menu,
and I have not had an opportunity to change out the CO2 cartridges yet. And I do want to clean out my cabin fan down there because we had lots of junk floating around here in the cabin, and I heard a couple of noises down there I didn't like a while ago, so I'm going to get that as soon as I get through with this on
track. Houston, for info, we're advised that your launch is the number one news story around the world today.
Certainly was in here.
your mother and Jenny and the girls are all in the viewing room watching.
Oh, my gracious. I guess being the so-called rookie on this flight, I had a thrill from the moment of liftoff all the way up to what we're doing now. It's really been super. The spacecraft has worked as advertised all the way along. A few little minor news problems, but nothing of significance. I guess the major one you guys are working on down there is dealing with some of our instrumentation. But I think we've got something that's really going to mean something to the country and the world. This vehicle is performing like a champ, like all of us that have worked so long on knew that you would. I guess in acknowledging people that have done a lot for the program, I think it's only right that we mentioned a couple of guys that gave their lives a few weeks ago in our countdown demonstration test, John Bjornstad and Forrest Cole. They believed in the space program. It meant a lot to them. I'm sure they'd be thrilled to see where we have the vehicle now. Our hat is off to those guys. But it's been fun. We thank the Lord for working with you guys and looking forward to landing in Edwards a couple days from now. And unless you got some questions, Hank, I guess that does it.
So we've taken a look at the television pictures that you showed us during the payload bay door operations, and the guys have made a pretty careful examination of that to try to identify missing tile. Some of the areas they looked at, they eliminated as tiles not missing, and then some of the portions they have determined that there are some tiles missing. Because these are the thin, compound, curved, uncritical dice tile, well, we feel that they're not critical. The missing tile portions on the pod, we don't think will be a concern during the entry, and the integrity is going to be maintained. Anyhow, the bottom line is that we think there's no real problem at all with the pieces of tile or tiles that seem to be missing, that we think might be missing off of the pod there, and we don't plan to make any changes to the flight plan because of the tile loss.
Sounds good to us. We don't think it's a problem either.
Finally, after a long and tiring day, astronauts Young and Crippen prepared for a night's sleep on board the orbiting spaceship. It had been a day no one would ever forget. But for now, it's time to let the computers fly the ship. Even heroes have to sleep.
It's sure been fun working with you today, and we look forward to seeing you in the morning. I hope you get a good night's rest. We got about 20 seconds to go.
Okay, been fun working with the Bronstein. You guys did super work today. See you mañana.